The First Lady Melania Trump is publicly calling for a deputy national security advisor to be fired. Fox's Kevin Cork reports.
We're talking about Mira Ricardel. She's got a reputation inside the White House for having, let's just say, sharp elbows. The First Lady's staff issuing a statement yesterday. It says it is the position of the office of the First Lady that she, Ricardel, no longer deserves the honor of serving in this White House.
As far as we know right now, she has not been fired. The Wall Street Journal reports the beef is over seating arrangements on the First Lady's plane during a trip to Africa and a suspicion that Ricardel is leaking negative stories about her. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our weather will get better soon, just not right away. Today, periods of rain, a chilly day again with a high around 49. Tonight, showers likely, ending late tonight, overnight low 34. Tomorrow, cloudy, chilly, some afternoon sun breaks, perhaps a little breezy, high of only 47. Then Thursday night, areas of frost late night. And then by Friday morning, our low temperature down near freezing. Sunshine Friday, high 56, and a beautiful weekend forecast. High temperatures in the middle 60s, Saturday and Sunday with sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police need your help finding a murder suspect. Police are searching for Christopher Dotson. He's wanted in the murder of Adam Jordan last Friday. If you know where he is, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Wetumpka police held a town hall meeting last night to hear questions and concerns from the community. The department is working to get new dash cameras and improve its deployment of body cameras on officers. They're also looking at publishing crime stats on the city's website. And the Montgomery Public School Board held its first meeting since the election. Last night's meeting was the final meeting for members Melissa Snowden, Larry Lee, Eleanor Dawkins, and Robert Porterfield. New board members will be sworn in December 4th. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. Fall is here and Ace is the place for all of your outdoor power needs. We proudly sell and service Steel brand chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and much more. Steel is the preferred brand of landscaping professionals and DIY homeowners as well. And of course, we have hand rakes and leaf bags to get those fallen leaves under control. Capital City Ace is located at 3215 Taylor Road, Montgomery.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Welcome back into News and Views. Why can't I hear anything, Jay? There we go.
Are your headphones messed up, Baron?
Yeah, whatever. I told you I was looking to buy a new headphone. Just yesterday. Didn't I tell that yesterday or the day before at home?
We had a discussion about it.
Yeah. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. That guy's Jack Campbell. I'm Baron Coleman.
We'll
do our best to keep you entertained and informed for the next 3 hours, give or take, with intellectually honest, philosophically consistent, and always factually correct radio. And if our facts are not correct, we take correction kindly. We take correction kindly. Like the time I said somebody else starred in a movie, and it was actually Val Kilmer, and the phones just melted down.
I know. You can't be wrong on here.
Like AT&T called and said, is everything okay? You know, why is everybody calling at once? Had one of those moments. Our number is 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. I got high compliments last night. I will not tell you from whom. But high compliments on the caller seminar we had recently.
Really?
They said that our audience stepped up to the task. They answered the bell, and their calls have greatly improved. And this was somebody who knows what they're talking about when it comes to radio callers. And agreed with me, if you can't get the job done in 60 seconds on a phone call, then you need to rethink your strategy on the phone call. All right, here's where I want to start. I hate to start this way, because I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but sometimes, dadgummit, bad news is necessary. Everybody's gas bill is probably going to go up this winter, not just in Alabama, but around the country. Have you been watching the price of gas, liquid natural gas?
No.
Oh, my God.
Is it outrageous?
It is. Like, if you watch the actual commodities market for natural gas, it is exploding. It is exploding. There was a short squeeze yesterday. It had to be a short squeeze. Something had to happen. Because this thing skyrocketed yesterday. Natural gas just hit trip stop after boom, 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 all the way up. It was trading around 380. What day was this? 2 days ago? 380? It was trading close to $5 yesterday. In a couple of days, it's gone up that much. We're talking like 20-25% increase in a couple of days. Now, part of this is this unexpected cold snap that's taking place countrywide. Part of it is a lot of these liquid natural gas, you know, people have revealed that inventories are incredibly low. We had the lowest inventory since November 2004. You know, as you make your winter plans, as you decide... Have you turned the heat on yet, Jack, at your house?
I have not.
I have not either. As you decide when to... You know, this is a game we play every year. We go as deep as we can into the winter. As you play the game every year, when do we turn the heat on? Remember, it's going to cost you about 25% more to run the heat than it did last year. So you might want to wait 25% longer to turn that heat on. And you might not want to turn it all the way up to 74 this year. Maybe 68 or 69 ought to do it. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but natural gas has played in this last, 5 years? Natural gas has played an incredible role, not just in daily finances for the average American, but in international conflict. And it's still continuing to play the role. I have a story here that Nord Stream 2 could still be derailed. Now, we've been on this Nord Stream 2 because I believe, and I think it's beyond dispute, much of what has taken place in Syria and the Middle East the last couple of years, last few years, is a direct result of natural gas policy. They were wanting to build a natural gas line. That's all there is to it. There was a natural gas line that needed to run through Syria. Syria's government didn't want to put it in there because Russia, frankly, was paying them not to put it in. Because Russia sells most of the natural gas to Northern Europe. They have a huge market in Northern Europe. And they didn't want to. They didn't want the competitor coming in from the Gulf states. Well, Russia decided if they can't get it through Syria, and the U.S. is willing to kill a million people in order to keep a gas pipeline out of Syria, and that's essentially what happened. Then maybe we'll just run another gas line from Russia under the Baltic Sea into Germany. We'll call it Nord Stream 2. And that has been in the works for a long time. Rick Perry just yesterday. Do you remember Rick Perry? I forgot he existed.
Oh, yeah. He's a friend.
Rick Perry just yesterday telling people that Washington could still impose sanctions related to the building of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which could completely derail its construction. Perry went to Warsaw. He was in Poland, Jack. As Trump administration officials are trying to convince EU members to sign liquid natural gas deals with U.S. producers to offset reliance on Russian natural gas. That's what's going. That, I mean, there's a lot at play right now. Just understand your natural gas in Alabama is basically free. I mean, we pay so little for natural gas. But it could go up. It could go up. I highly recommend you don't turn your heat on yet. All right, look. Again, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. When about do you normally turn on? Thanksgiving-ish?
Well, it depends on...
The winter?
Yeah, it's a little...
It's cold this...
It's a little cold this time of year.
Well, I'll tell
right
you what.
Right now, it's going down to, what, 34 tonight?
Yeah, and tonight may be the breaking point for a lot of families. Not the Coleman family. We will not break. We will not break today. But there may be the breaking
point. You just
point.
Get out more whoobies?
Well, Dee Dee's. Dee Dee's. Not whoobies. Whoobie was from Mr. Mom.
I don't know, but...
You remember that?
Yeah,
whoobies?
Whoobie.
My whoobie! That was a great movie. No. Normally, you can survive not turning the heat on if it gets up into the 50s or 60s during the day. But there's no sun. It's all gray outside. And so there's no sun to come through the windows and heat up the house. And so today may be a breaking point for a lot of River Region families because it is not going to get that warm today. What's the temperature today?
It's going to be about 49 or 50, I think.
It's 46 right now. It's going to rain pretty much all day. And then the rain will cut off overnight. And then tomorrow the sun should come out, at least partly cloudy. And even though the high tomorrow is only 45, that sun should heat up your house a little bit. And if you can survive through tomorrow, you will be fine for the next couple of weeks. Because it's going to be in the 60s all the next couple of weeks. And the overnight lows are not that particularly cold. So, you just got to get through the next 36 hours or so, people. And then you don't have to turn your heat on for like another couple of weeks. Save all that money. Save all that wear and tear on your machine, too. Because once you turn it on, it's like swallowing snot. You might as well just keep it on.
Gross.
You can't stop it.
Gross.
What? Our number 272.
Did you say swallowing
snot?
Snot.
Yeah, you know when you get going, you can't stop it.
Gross.
Jack? It's true. Our number 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. All right, well.
We're here.
Again, don't blame me when your gas bills are high this winter. I warned you to keep it cooler.
And don't blame the PSC.
Not the PSC's fault. Blame Russia. Blame Syria. Blame the UAE. Don't blame us. We'll be back. What's the story? Did you find another man? Is it easy to sleep in the bed that we made? When you don't look back, I'll guess the feeling starts to fade away.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be.
Okay.
If it's meant to be. It's meant to be.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
The holidays are so full of cheer, there's barely time to make dinner. So order the Chili's 3 for 10 deal to go.
Take Chili's to go, baby, go, baby, go.
You'll sing when you get an entree, starter, and Coke for just 10 bucks.
3 for 10 bucks, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Order Chili's for the whole family.
Mom, dad, and kids, baby, kids, baby, kids.
And relax with Chili's at home.
While you sit on your butt, baby, butt.
Hey, not in front of the kids.
3 for 10 bucks, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Mm-hmm. And take your Chili's to go,
baby, go, baby, go.
Available at participating restaurants only.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text SPEAK to 484848. Text SPEAK to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's SPEAK to 484848.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Oh, you're gonna take me home tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you're gonna let it all. You make the rockin' world go round.
All right, guys, welcome back to News and Views. 21 minutes after 9 o'clock. Is this song true?
What?
Fat bottom girls make the world go round.
I don't know. I don't think Freddie Mercury much likes fat bottom girls.
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
But I think he would
What does he know about it?
I'm not sure he's ever even seen one.
Well, I'm sure he's seen one.
Well, I'm talking about up close and personal.
Our number 272-9212. He doesn't see any anymore, I promise you that.
Well, I don't know. He may be looking up.
Two people indicted by a Jefferson County grand jury here in Alabama on what seems to be, and it's hard to tell because state indictments are not very explanatory. They don't provide a lot of facts, but it seems to be related to the Oliver Robinson deal up there in Tarrant. Did you see this at all, Jack?
I read that this morning. Trey somebody and
Trey Glenn the third. I guess that's because he's a third. He goes by Trey.
Well, would you go by Onus?
Well, the onus is on him to go by Trey. Somebody went by Onus, or it wouldn't be there.
I know.
Onus Trey Glenn the third and Willie Scott Phillips Jr. Now, I'm guessing Willie is not a shortening since they're adding.
Well, he goes by Scott, I think.
Well, Trey and Scott are in deep doo-doo. At least they're going to be forced to answer this indictment and defend themselves. I don't know whether they did it or not. Obviously, all charges are just that, charges, not convictions. Trey Glenn is the Southeast Regional Administrator of the U.S. EPA.
As a federal employee.
Yeah.
Or was.
Scott Phillips previously served as the Alabama Environment Management Commissioner. I didn't know he had that position. What does that mean? Is that the guy that's over ADEM?
Yeah.
Is that's what that position's called, the Alabama Environment Management Commissioner? I never heard of
somebody. I've heard of somebody being the ADEM Commissioner.
Now,
yeah.
Here's a question I have.
All right.
The Department of Justice under Jefferson Beauregard Sessions the Thoid assured us that this entire scandal up there in Tarrant was three people and three people only.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's what they told us.
I know.
There were, I think, two out of a law firm and one out of a coal company or vice versa, two out of a coal company and one out of a law. And they were the only three people involved. And nobody else was involved. There were no other laws broken. There was nobody else that needed to be investigated. They could not close that case fast enough and shut the briefcase and get the hell out of Birmingham.
I know, you're right.
Now, do you believe that for a second?
No.
No, I don't either.
Way more far-reaching than that.
I've watched enough NCIS and Law and Order and NYPD Blue to know that rarely do you have even a small criminal conspiracy that involves only three people. Usually, it runs into the dozens at least, particularly on these large-scale criminal conspiracies. And that's what happened. Now that Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III is no longer Attorney General to protect these people, I'm curious whether or not Jay Towns, the U.S. Attorney up in Birmingham, will look back in to some of the goings-on around Tarrant. At least the Jefferson County District Attorney has decided to do so. An EPA spokesman did not immediately return an email. Court records aren't available to show whether they have attorneys. I can assure you they do. Either constitutionally provided attorneys, or they've gone out and gotten their own attorneys. They've maintained their innocence. Here's the interesting thing. I had to get all the way to the very end of this story to find the most interesting part of this. Well, third to the last paragraph. And like a 12, 15 paragraph story. They both testified in the trial of Roberson and Gilbert. Robertson. Is it Oliver Robertson?
David Roberson.
Oh, Roberson. Yeah.
People really like him, too. Everybody seems to be really
shocked. I'm sure these are all nice people. I'm not knocking their character.
I know, but...
But they were convicted on charges they bribed Oliver Robinson to oppose efforts by the EPA to clean up the Tarrant site in Birmingham.
Yeah.
Now, this piece incorrectly says that the site was in Robinson's district. It was not. It was in a neighboring district.
Yeah, that's right.
I think it was in John Rogers' district, who was initially approached, who initially said to Josh Moon, and I believe this happened, because Josh reported it as fact, that when he received the call, Luther Strange was on the call. And I believe that. I believe that happened. I believe John Rogers said that, and I believe it's probably more likely than not Luther Strange was on that call. I'm just saying, I think Jeff Sessions protected a lot of people due to his relationship with Drummond and Alabama Power and all those other people. And that's fine. I mean, that's politics. That's what people do. They protect their buddies. But I find it interesting that these guys both testified, because now you have sworn statements under oath that they can go and... They're held to those statements.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of nail yourself down there. I think I might have taken the old figgity fizzy.
Why was Bill Britt making a big deal about
I didn't look at
Tom Allbritt and leaking that out before the indictments were handed down, before they were made public?
I didn't know Tom Allbritt leaked it out. I didn't know Britt made a big deal about it.
He did. He had a lead article this morning about it.
I didn't read his thing today.
And he's really taken after Allbritt. And I thought they had a decent relationship.
How are all these judges getting sworn in before they...
Well, you know why McCool did, because he's taken Lyles Burke's place.
But his spot doesn't start until January. How's he get in early?
Because he had to resign.
Right, but did the governor appoint him early or something? There has to be.
No, McCool won an election. Well, wait a minute.
Right, but he doesn't take office until January. How are you getting sworn in November?
Well, who took... that's interesting.
I don't understand. Jimmy Poole did the same thing. He won, and now he's already sworn in as a circuit judge in Montgomery. How's that work?
Well, maybe. Well, you know, the legislature gets sworn in the day after.
Judges don't.
Okay.
I'm curious how this is happening. The governor must be making early appointments on it, which would make sense. I mean, if Jimmy Poole's going to be the circuit judge in January and they need help now, go ahead and let him be the circuit judge now.
Did you see where Jimmy Fry died?
I know who that is.
He was a DA in Limestone, I think, and he was on the Court of Criminal Appeals from 1999 to 2001. I knew him. Good guy. He was in heart surgery and died from complications in heart surgery. 68 years old. Good guy. Very well liked in Athens, Alabama. And around the state, actually.
So what was the problem that Britt had, AL Reporter had, with the Ethics Commission?
With Allbritt specifically, because he apparently had talked to somebody about... He knew about these indictments, and I think he's the one made them public before they were, I don't know.
Okay, so he cites Alabama Code Title 12. Any judge, district attorney, clerk, or other officer of court or grand juror who discloses the fact that an indictment has been found before the person indicted has been arrested or has been given bail for his appearance to answer thereto shall on conviction be fined not less than $200. Well, I'm sure Tom Allbritt can afford that fine.
Yeah, but I mean, he doesn't want that on his...
But
he's not an officer of the court.
He's not a judge. He's not a district attorney. He's not a clerk. He's not an other officer of the court. And he's not a grand juror. So that statute doesn't apply. This whole story is bunk. Well, it's not surprising.
What, now you had to go take a cheap shot?
Well, when somebody gets it wrong enough...
Well, I know, and he's not an officer of the court. I mean, you can't consider the Ethics Commission a judicial body.
It's not a judicial
body.
It's
a piece of crap is what it is. It's non-existent.
Our number 272-9228. Speaking of...
Yeah.
Speaking of, don't go eat a piece of crap for lunch. Go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Don't do this routine you guys normally do. I know you listening audience. I see you in the drive-thrus at these low-budget places eating this stuff. It's like, it's killing you. It's killing you out there. Go get a healthy, nutritious, particularly on a day like today, my goodness, when it's gray, we're on day 3 of gray skies, cold rain, fall is here. I like the boss downstairs in the corner office. He put on Facebook, "You guys wanted fall? Well, you got it. It's cold, it's damp, it's dreary, it's gray, it's rainy." Good. Thank you. Sincerely, a summer lover. Hey, Rick.
Not Rich.
No, Rick Peters. But on a day like today, go there and fill up on a bowl of the pasta of the week. This is a perfect day for the pasta of the week. It's a nice, thick, heavy cream sauce with sausage... And with all the other kinds of
caramelized onions,
mushrooms, it's just delicious. It's got ricotta cheese in there,
but no
cherry tomatoes.
No cherry tomatoes.
It's a dynamite dish. Got a little parsley thrown in on the top, just to give it some pop and some pizzazz and some panache. But get by there. Get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen. You're gonna love it. You're gonna absolutely love it. And if you don't go for the pasta of the week, go for a pie. Today's a great day to split a pie with a friend. Really is a great day. Get you a big old pizza pie. The Americana, my daughter and I split the Americana pie last weekend. And it's dynamite. It's Italian sausage, pepperoni. What else is on that pie? Green peppers, big, nice onion slices. It's a great pie. Great, great pie. Get by Midtown Pete's Kitchen, generous sponsor, hour number one. Tell you a little bit more about the menu as we get closer to the lunch hour. Leave you with a little Elton John.
I love this song.
A little gray seal for the gray skies outside, Cam.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see, we could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas from Metro Fitness. Now, why should you choose Metro Fitness for your health club? Metro Fitness has over 60 group exercise classes available at no extra cost, including yoga, spinning, dance, boxing. They have a functional training area where you can do TRX, box jumps, and a lot more, all for no extra cost. There's even an indoor track, which I use a lot, and a computerized strength system. And it's a place where everybody knows your name. You get all this for one price under one roof, only at Metro Fitness. MetroFitness.com.
Great gift ideas for Christmas begin at the Kelly Fitzpatrick Memorial Gallery's Artist Market and Gift Show this Saturday, November 17th, 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. in historic downtown Wetumpka. Choose from original art in oil and acrylic, handmade items perfect for gift giving, jewelry and pottery items, beautiful art at affordable prices. Meet the local artists and enjoy a great time of shopping Saturday, November 17th, 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the Kelly Museum in downtown Wetumpka, 408 South Main Street.
Hello, I'm Ben McNeil with United Food and Fuel Citgo, and we're excited to be tailgating with you. Stop by and you'll find hot pizza, cold beer, fried chicken, Coca-Cola products, Golden Flake snacks, and Monster Energy drinks. Everything you need for tailgating. Plus, be sure to ask about our rewards program. We're fueling good at United Food and Fuel, your tailgating headquarters. Home of the 99-cent special and quantity Citgo tri-clean gasoline.
United Food.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, offering complete metal roofing solutions to the Southeast. Learn more at GulfCoastSupply.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Hang on. There are brighter days right around the corner, but for today, periods of rain again. A chilly day with a high temperature only around 49. Tonight, showers likely, then probably ending late tonight. Colder, overnight low temperature 34. Tomorrow, cloudy, chilly, maybe some afternoon sun breaks. Keep your fingers crossed. A little breezy, high of only 47. Thursday night, areas of frost late night. And the first thing Friday morning around dawn will be near the freeze mark. Friday, sunshine, big improvement, high 56. Then a beautiful weekend forecast with high temperatures in the middle 60s Saturday and Sunday with more sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All right, I got clarification, Campbell.
I'm so happy.
The governor is the one appointing these folks, and that's fine. I'm all for that. I think these are smart appointments. I got a county commissioner telling me that Jimmy Poole, he believes, was appointed by the governor early. That's fine. It's just people were saying, well, they won, so they got in early. Well, there's no legal mechanism to get you in early. You know, there has to be some appointment. It's my understanding the presiding judge can make a temporary appointment to the circuit court in Montgomery County. They did that with James Anderson. when it was clear he was going to win.
Yeah.
I think it was Charlie Price at the time appointed him. But that's fine. I don't have a problem with it. I'm all in favor of this. And there was another recently elected official who pointed out that the governor made the announcement on Chris McCool, or made the appointment on Chris McCool, and then also appointed someone to fill his old seat. And again, I'm all in favor of that. The Court of Criminal Appeals is way behind. Get him up there, start rifling through the cases. You know, get his clerks under his feet, and everybody get going.
They're going to need to hold Tom Parker's feet to the fire too, because yeah. Tom has a little history of being behind on his cases. So I hope the Supreme Court clerk will move him along, because we're way behind.
Yeah, no, that everything's way behind.
I know
everything's way behind.
I saw an old friend the other day, Baron.
How old?
Older than I am.
Really?
But not by
that much. Is an old friend.
Yeah, you're a real commodian. Pat Harris.
Oh, I like
Secretary
old Pat
of
Harris.
The Senate. Yeah. Great guy. Great
how's,
friend.
How's he doing?
He's doing well. He's enjoying himself and doing a good job up there.
Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. My friend Riley Manning, if you guys look, I mean,
another good person.
Oh, a great person. Great person. Talk about experience. 51 years of experience. Riley's a fantastic human being, a really, truly fantastic human being. He's the gold standard of painting contractors right here in the River Region. And if for any reason at all, you look around your house and you think, what a dump, this place is ugly, it's probably the paint. I mean, your house is probably beautiful, but your paint is a little drab. I'll be honest with you. I've been in a lot of your houses. Your paint is a little drab. It is. Have you? You've been in people's houses?
Yeah, my own.
Your paint may be a little drab.
Yeah, it is.
You look around, you know, you got a lot of smudges around the windows, around the doors. You got them around the light switches, the little rocker panels.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Look, it doesn't take much. You just start in the rooms where you spend the most time. The kitchen, the living room, and the bedroom, probably. If you got a little study or a little den or a little office or something, maybe do that one as well. You don't have to do the whole house at once. You can. I highly recommend it. Go ahead and knock the whole thing out. But if you don't want to, at least do the rooms where you spend the most of your time. That way, the place isn't drab. It doesn't look like garbage. Call Riley Manning, 799-1284. I call him like the garbage man. He takes the garbage out. He makes your house not look like garbage. 799-1284. 799-1284. You can check him out online. RileyManningPainting.com. The guy's got trained professional
taking
painters.
Taking the garbage out.
Yeah, he's like a garbage man.
He didn't have an orange truck.
No, he got a big white truck. It's beautiful.
He used to have a red one.
I know. But, you know, he used to have a red truck with a white sign. Now he's a white truck with a red sign.
Well, he likes to swap it around.
Yeah. That's classy there, Riley Manning. That's classy. But get him on the horn. 799-1284. 799-1284. Long-time advertiser of this program.
Long-time friend.
And a great guy. A tremendous human being. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. The House Republican Party, behind closed doors, as they do each and every quadrennium, has elected new leadership. They don't do it in open. And the state laws of the state of Alabama allow them to do this, which is okay, I guess.
I don't care.
It doesn't really bother me. This is a mortal stranglehold supermajority, though.
Yeah.
This is a mortal stranglehold supermajority. They now have, the Republican Party now has 77 of the 105 seats in the Alabama House of Representatives. There is no excuse.
28 people are Democrats.
There is no excuse for the Alabama Republican Party not to fundamentally transform this state for the better. And if they fail in the next 4 years, I hope people hold them accountable. I'm not saying go elect a bunch of Democrats. I'm saying throw the hell out of these people during the primary if you have to. Because these guys have no excuse. No excuse. This state better improve in the next 4 years. The Republicans have been in power for 8 years now, and nothing has changed. In each of the last 4 years, they've gotten more Republican representation. Now, if you guys can't get the job done, find somebody who can. There are a lot of new members coming in. I don't know any of them.
I don't either.
Yeah, I mean, don't care to know them.
Which would be good if I go to the state house, nobody will know me.
That's right. You know, you won't continue to get thrown out when we go in.
They have made it hard on me in the past.
They're going to keep the basic structure of the leadership. Victor Gaston will be the speaker.
You know, I'm sorry.
Speaker pro tem.
Victor got elected in 1983.
Yeah, he's been there too long.
He's been there too long. He's been there 35 years.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Never been known to get anything done. I just, that kind of stuff bothers me.
Yeah.
Did Jabbo run again?
Oh, yeah. He run and run. He ran and run.
Well, he'd been there like 45 years.
Yeah. The only person who'd been there longer, I think, at one point was Gerald Dial, and he tried to go on to something else, and he lost. So.
Yeah.
Mac McCutcheon will remain the speaker. Jack, a friend of yours and mine, someone we helped get elected the first time, has moved into Republican leadership.
Connie Rowe.
She will be moving into Republican leadership.
Vice chair of the caucus?
Caucus vice chair, yeah.
I like Connie a lot. She's solid. She was police chief in Jasper. She's tough as nails. She does not suffer fools.
No, she came to meet with us the first time. And when she walked out, I said, that woman will be Speaker of the House one day. We can get her elected. I did.
She had a rat tail, remember?
Well, I told you she got to. Actually, what I.
Well, I told her.
I left that part out. I said, once she cuts the rat tail, she'll be Speaker of the House.
Yeah, Barron wouldn't tell her she needed to cut a rat tail. I had to be the heavy. I said, Connie, that damn rat tail's got to go.
I know, Jack.
I know, Jack.
I just like it. It's been there a while.
Well, it's gone.
It's gone. And now she's in. She would not be the caucus vice chair with a rat tail. I can assure you. So sometimes you have to sacrifice. I don't even.
You have to pick your battles.
I don't want to call it fashion because it was not fashionable
even at the time.
No,
but she was a great candidate.
She was. She was a great candidate. Great person.
And she beat a guy. I think he was a one-termer though.
Bill Roberts.
Didn't he take Kurt Lee's place or some? I don't know who. He took somebody's place up there.
I don't know, but they spent a bunch of money trying to defeat her.
Oh, they outspent us like 5-1.
It was so funny. If you look back on it, now Isaac Wharton is now going to be a circuit judge in his district. But some of these guys are still, like Corey Harbison, still in the Alabama House. Tim Wadsworth still in the Alabama House. Corey Harbison and Tim Wadsworth and Isaac Wharton for the last 4 years, since we got them elected, if you went up there and watched the floor of the House of Representatives, whenever a difficult bill came up, those were the people everybody went to.
Mm-hmm.
Because Tim Wadsworth was smart enough to be able to explain what was happening, and Isaac Wharton, also a lawyer, smart enough to understand what was happening, and conservative enough that they all wanted to tuck in behind his draft. If Isaac was voting a certain way, they knew that was the conservative position. Same with Tim Wadsworth. That was the conservative position. Same with Corey Harbison. That was the conservative position.
And see,
position.
Corey got along with all sides.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Corey loved it. Everybody loves Corey. He's just the nicest guy.
And Connie was shrewd.
Yeah. And so, but when they were running in 2014, Corey and Isaac and Tim and Connie and all these other people that ran, they acted like, I mean, you should have seen the mail. They were Obama's buddies. They were big liberals. They were Democrats in the primary. They took liberal money. You know, these guys are going to get in here and destroy the state of Alabama, destroy the Republican Party. And they went up there, and the American Heritage Union, or whatever it's called, American Heritage Society, what is it called? The one that DeMint used to...
Heritage Foundation.
Comes to Alabama, they give a scorecard on conservatism, and those guys are like four of the top five people in the entire state of Alabama as far as conservatives.
Right.
And everybody knew it. Everybody in the Alabama House knew it. The most conservative person in that house was Isaac Wharton, followed very closely by, you know, Tim Wadsworth and Corey Harbison. And it's just...
And they were not afraid to buck the leadership either.
No, because they were conservatives.
Right.
That's why the leadership didn't want them. That's why the leadership was telling everybody they were liberals. But I just find it hilarious looking back.
I know.
That now that Connie's going into leadership and Corey's still there and Tim's still there and Isaac has gone on, he's going to be a great circuit judge. Isaac Wharton is going to be a great circuit judge
district. He's a good guy, too. Very pragmatic.
Yeah, it's Chambers, Randolph, Macon, and is it Bullock also in that circuit?
I don't think Bullock's in that circuit.
It's one other county in there. It's four county circuit, I think. Tallapoosa, maybe.
Yeah.
It's a great circuit, great human being, and I'm glad he won. I'm glad to see all those folks. It's nice when you work with somebody and then you go on to see them do great things. Really does warm the cockles of your heart, Campbell.
Yes.
Cockles of your heart. I still don't know what a cockle is.
But I don't either.
Another in my heart. I hope I have them. 14 minutes till the top.
Well, they got to find the heart first.
I got a heart in there somewhere.
Really?
I was told I do.
I didn't know I had one until I had quadruple bypass.
We'll be back.
Your daddy is nothing but a wild. it's in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's amazing how quickly things change. Now it seems like my kids take care of me more than I do of them. I know they worry, but I want them to know they don't have to do it alone and that Kindred can help.
Kindred nurses and therapists help manage conditions like heart failure, COPD, and diabetes. For questions about rehabilitation, home health, or care after a hospital stay, call 1-866-KINDRED and a registered nurse can walk you through care options that best fit your needs. Call 1-866-KINDRED.
Are you hosting the holidays at your house this year? Need some money to deck the halls? Then it's time you make a call to Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. It's never too early to start preparing for the holidays. We understand the holiday season can be stressful, but what if I told you it doesn't have to be? We at Alabama Home Mortgage are here to lighten Santa's load. With one call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you can unwrap the gift of refinance. By refinance your home, you can get the money you need to make those home improvements you've been dreaming of. You can be the hostess with the mostest. Don't put Christmas on a credit card this year. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, and maybe you've been thinking about purchasing a new utility vehicle, but good grief, have you seen and priced those things lately? Now, I don't need some souped up desert racing or mountain climbing machine, but a traditional rugged UTV for chores around my home, business, or hunting property. So if you're like me, I'd like to introduce you to the best kept secret in utility vehicles, the Landstar by American Landmaster. These rugged and dependable vehicles start out at only $46.99 for the two-wheel drive models, and the four-wheel drive models start at only $66.99. The Landstar is made in the USA and equipped with Kohler and Honda engines that carry a three-year warranty. And this month, we're offering 0% interest for 36 months or monthly payments starting as low as $93. So if you're in the market for a traditional, rugged, and dependable UTV, come by and test drive the Landstar exclusively at CTE Outdoor Power, I-5 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be.
Okay.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
The holidays are so full of cheer, there's barely time to make dinner. So order the Chili's 3-for-$10 deal to go.
Take Chili's to go, baby, go, baby, go.
You'll sing when you get an entree, starter, and Coke for just $10.
3-for-$10, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Order Chili's for the whole family.
Mom, dad, and kids, baby, kids, baby, kids.
And relax with Chili's at home.
While you sit on your butt, baby, butt.
Hey, not in front of the kids.
3-for-$10, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Mm-hmm. And take your Chili's to go,
baby, go, baby, go.
Available at participating restaurants only.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at McGriff Paint and Body Auto Service on Bell Street for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
News and Views.
Welcome back in.
Thanks, Baron. What time is it, Baron?
9 minutes to the top of the hour.
9 minutes to the top of the hour being 10 o'clock.
Yeah, 10 o'clock. Nine of.
So it's 9:51.
Nine of ten, as they would say in Deutschland. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. I've gotten clarification on this cockles of the heart, Jag. Cockles is a bastardized word for the ventricles of your heart. So the ventricles in Latin are called the cochlea.
Mm-hmm. Sure they are.
Don't you want to warm someone's cochlea?
No, I don't. It depends on who that person might be.
Our number 272-9228. 272-9228. Let's see here. Nashville's got big news, and it's not far from here, so Alabama may benefit maybe some. Nashville's going to get a $230 million investment from Amazon, including 5,000 new jobs. You want to know what the average salary of these new jobs going to Amazon in Nashville is?
$42,500.
Jack, no. That a job? No. When I'm telling you the Republicans in leadership, the 77 Republicans in the House of Representatives, and however freaking many there are in the Alabama Senate, better do something to improve the business climate in this state. They better stop doing all the payoff and all that kind of goofy stuff, because Nashville is getting 5,000 jobs from Amazon at an average salary of $150,000.
Holy cow.
I know.
That's...
I know.
High as a cat's back.
$150,000 average.
Golly, that's something else.
Now, Tennessee's legislature has made Tennessee a great business environment. They've gotten the Nissan North American headquarters. They've got, I'm not even going to name all the stuff. There's stuff like crazy going to Nashville. 82 people a day moving in the Nashville area. The seven county region, the Nashville region. This will be just part of a new development site just north of the Gulch. That's going to make traffic nice on 440 West, the western half of 440. Good luck over there, Nashvillian. But 5,000 jobs at an average wage of $150,000 apiece.
That's a lot of money to that economy.
Alabama has to bribe people to get like $12 an hour jobs to come here. And there's nothing, I'm not knocking it. I mean, a job is a job. But a job is not a job when you're comparing it to what Nashville's collecting up there. At legislature, figure out a way to get rid of our income tax. I don't care how you do it. Get rid of our income tax. All these jobs are going to Texas, Florida, and Tennessee. What do they have in common that we don't? Or Arizona. What do they have in common that we don't?
No income tax.
No income tax.
Of course, they'll get you on property tax.
But you know what?
So what?
They don't calculate. They don't figure that. That's $750 million a year. That's $750 million a year in salaries, wages, and benefits coming to the Nashville area.
That's a lot of money.
Are you kidding me?
Gosh.
Now, and I'm telling you, this legislature has had 8 years of Republican leadership. I'll discount the first 6 years of it
because it's a learning curve.
It had Mike Hubbard on the top as the speaker. And I think we learned during the trial there was a little too much effort going into personal finances and not enough effort going into bettering the state.
True.
We'll just wipe out the first 8 years. Guys, you have 4 years to figure this out. 4 years to figure this out. And I know public officials are listening now because I've received texts from five different public officials since we've been sitting here at 9:55. I said for the last 48 minutes. We've been on the air 48 minutes. I've gotten texts from five different public officials. I know public officials are listening to this program. Talk to your friends in the legislature and tell them we're getting our asses kicked on an economic basis. And please, plead with them. Please do the right thing. Please figure out what to do. I don't have the answers. If I had the answers, I'd run for office. I am going to run for Senate in 2020. I think I've made that decision.
Okay, good.
I'm forming an exploratory committee as we speak.
Really?
Yeah. But in all seriousness, something has to change at the Alabama legislature. Nashville, Florida, Tennessee, Florida, and Texas are kicking our butts. And we're sitting around diddling on Ten Commandments legislation. You guys are wasting valuable legislative time on lane cake and Ten Commandments and the brown shrimp. because you guys have run out of ideas and don't know what to do. If you don't know what to do, get out of office and put someone in there who does. Resign your position. If you don't know how to make this state better for business, if you don't know how to get $150,000 jobs from Amazon, resign your position, let Kay Ivey order a special election, and have someone in there that can do the job for you. And that's just me being truthful and heart-to-heart with you guys and gals. And I'm talking about leadership folks, rank-and-file people, Reed Ingram, Dimitri Palitzos, who else is elected around here? Thad McClammy. Well, we know Thad McClammy doesn't know what to do.
No.
But whatever's going on in these other states, do what they're doing. Mimic their policy. Mimic their policy. I'll tell you what, they're going to be, you know what's going to happen? You know who's going to fill these jobs at Amazon?
Bunch of liberals.
No. It's not going to be native Nashvillians. No. They're all employed. The unemployment rate in Nashville area is like 1.7%. They're going to be grabbing the best and brightest from Alabama, from Mississippi, from Georgia, from Kentucky, these other places that aren't competing. And they're going to be dragging them into the Nashville area and paying them $150,000 a year at this new Amazon facility. And that's going to be a brain drain on our people. And then when we finally get around to changing the policies, they'll say, well, we can't bring anybody to Alabama. You don't have any talent. All your talent's already locked up. They've gone to Orlando. They've gone to Miami. They've gone to Jacksonville. They've gone to Pensacola. They've gone to Nashville. They've gone to Knoxville and Memphis and Murfreesboro and Jackson. They've gone to Dallas and El Paso.
Is there no, jobs hell, in El Paso? Nobody goes to El Paso.
Well, I didn't know, Jack. San Antonio?
In fact, they're not even on Central Time. They're on Mountain Time. But Austin, Austin's growing. Oh, my God. It's unbelievable.
They're going there. They're not coming to Alabama, I promise you. They're not staying here. Guys, I'm serious. Talk to your friends in the Republican Party and say, there is absolutely no excuse for this any longer. You guys have been in control for 8 years, and we've been falling farther and farther and farther behind. I think we're one of six states in the union who have not recovered fully from 2008's job losses. That is unacceptable. That is completely and wholly unacceptable. And the only blame is the Alabama legislature. Get us a business environment. Restructure the tax code if you have to. If you don't want to restructure the tax code, fine. Figure something else out. And if Greg Canfield's not doing the job at Commerce, get rid of him. Find someone who can. If it's starting with the executive branch, clean out the executive branch officials. Somebody figure this out. 5,000 jobs at $150,000 a crack.
That's wild.
We'll be back.